Welcome to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast, where sexual liberation meets financial empowerment. Join me, Tilly Storm, top 20 sex coach worldwide, on my own journey to becoming a multi-orgasmic millionaire through the mystical art of sex magic, financial savvy, and guidance from my very own mystical yoni oracle. I'm going to reveal how I'm turning orgasms into cold, hard cash. Get ready to dive deep and discover the secrets to living a life of abundance on your own multi-orgasmic terms. Welcome back to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire. I'm so excited to be teaching you about some of the most amazing practices that I've used that come from some of the sexual mastery techniques from Taoism and Tantra that have helped me to step more into my millionaire identity. So as I told you last week, and as you may know or have caught on, that the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire podcast has now become more about turning sexual liberation into financial empowerment, which is so exciting because I'm on my own embodiment of my millionaire identity and creating a million-dollar investment portfolio. And each week, I am going to be sharing with you about some of the practices that I'm using myself as I am embodying this version of me, this new, more aligned, more abundant version of myself, as well as sharing with you a bit about my financial journey. So I'm going to share my story around money, but it's not going to be in this episode in particular. It's going to be coming up. But today I wanted to share with you the four Taoist and Tantric practices that have really allowed me to open up into sexual mastery that also translate into financial empowerment. Why does this happen? Why are sexual practices conducive to creating more abundance and financial empowerment? Because they're working on the root and sacral chakra. The root and sacral energy, as you may know, is very much about survival, very much about getting your core needs met, having money, shelter, food, water, clothing, all of that in your root. And your sacral is about actually enjoying life, enjoying the things that the abundance that you've created. If you can't enjoy it, then what's the point in having it? But so many people get stuck in that survival root energy. Or if people are really focused on their spirituality, they can get really stuck in the upper chakras and not really root things down onto the 3D reality down here on Earth. So that's why sexual practices can be so important for people who are more into energy and spirituality and who feel really disconnected from their body, because you can experience all of these spiritual experiences. You can do all these plant medicine journeys and feel yourself as divine and feel connected to the universe and one with the universe. But then you come home from these amazing experiences and retreats and you're wondering, why in the world am I still working at this dumbass job that I hate? Or why is it that my business doesn't seem to be providing the financial abundance that I desire, so I no longer have to do this job that I don't like anymore? Why is it that I feel I have a calling and a greater purpose, but I'm not fulfilling it to the fullest extent? That is because you are not grounding the nice things you tell yourself to be true in your head in your body, and your mind are not in alignment. And when you do sexuality practices, you're working at the root and sacral level, which is so important to take all of those spiritual experiences and all the nice things you tell yourself to be true about yourself and to feel them as true in your body and in your unconscious mind. And until they feel true in your body and your unconscious mind, those nice things you tell yourself to be true about yourself aren't going to actually be manifesting in your life in this moment. So the four best Taoist and Tantric techniques that have helped me ground myself into reality and create a six-figure business. When I started my business, I created a six-figure business in less than 18 months. It was, I don't know, somewhere around 15 months-ish that it took me to get to six figures. And these are some of the practices that I used. Number one, refining sexual energy. I learned how to refine my sexual energy through the three-part energy system that the Taoist practice teaches us. If you're not sure what the three-part energy system and Taoism is, no worries. I'm going to share that with you today. So what it is, the Taoists and the Tantrics had a way of teaching about energy. So they were two different spiritual traditions that were being developed around the same time in history. And the Taoists came from China, the Tantrics came from India. And while maybe they didn't talk so much with each other, they ended up creating a very similar system of using sexual energy to manifest and to create higher spiritual states. So that they were actually grounded and embodied in their spiritual experiences. And it wasn't just leaving the 3D and going into these ultra spiritual plant medicine-like realms. Sometimes those ecstatic realms can be amazing, but when you come back to real life, when you go back to work, when you go back to the kids and to your family, is what do you do with all of that amazing epicness you experienced in those spiritual realms? What do you do with that here on this earth right now? The refining sexual energy practices really give us a way to ground and to embody what we learn in the spiritual realm in the 3D. So we're taking the extraordinary experiences that we have in these spiritual realms, our connection to source, to God, and we're using that every day in our day-to-day life to make our ordinary experiences actually extraordinary. So both paths of the Taoist and the Tantric path, they're ultimately for spiritual awakening. And both traditions state very clearly that it takes a strong energy body, a strong mental body, and a lot of energy overall in order to reach enlightenment and fully recognize one's true self. So one of those foundational practices is to take sexual energy and vitality and to refine it and alchemize it through the energy body to transform it into different types of energy and to nourish your entire system. And this is where the refining sexual energy practice comes from. What are you doing when you are refining sexual energy? You're taking your Jing energy. So Jing is your sexual energy. It's very heavy and dense like ice or candle wax. This is very dense and it is located at your lower dantian. So the Taoists broke it up. They call these energy centers dantians. And the first one is in between your perineum and your solar plexus. So the Jing energy is the most dense form of energy. It has a potential to transform to the other two types of energy that I'm going to tell you about in a second. All of us have it, but the problem with Jing energy is that most people repress it. And that is why people end up with chronic fatigue. That is why people end up with feeling like their life force is sucked out of them. It's why people don't experience the colors and the vibrancy and aliveness that they want to feel throughout their day because their Jing Qi sexual energy is repressed or shut down. So the refining sexual energy practices allows you to harness and bring back alive, to bring out of the depth of your being and your unconscious mind, that sexual energy. Okay, so people tend to lose Jing through the experiences of trauma, heavy and painful periods, exhaustion, chronic fatigue, all of these things, okay? Then you have Qi energy is in your midsection, so your middle dantian at the center of your chest, and it's a little less dense. So it's like the flame of a candle. And this energy is really the energy to go out and do life. So if you find yourself chronically tired and exhausted all the time, then it's because that inner flame, your Jing Qi, your sexual energy, that flame is like nowhere to be found. So what are you sourcing the energy to do life from? Pretty much nothing. And that's why you're tired all the time. Okay, so the third energy center in the refining sexual energy practices and in the Taoist tradition is your Shen energy. Okay, this is your spiritual energy. And it is in your upper dantian, right at your third eye center. And the quality of Shen energy is like vapor. It's like the light of the candle. This spiritual energy, it takes a lot of building up Jing Qi sexual energy to have the overall life energy to even have a true and embodied spiritual experience. Like I was telling you earlier, you can take all the plant medicines, you can do all the breathwork journeys, but you're not really in your body sometimes when you're doing those things, especially if it's a plant medicine. Sometimes when you're doing breathwork, you're going up, up, and out, but you're not actually in your body. So it's very rare to hear people even talk about when they're doing breathwork journeys that they feel that it's a very embodied experience, because many of them are going up and out of their body, having this awesome experience out there, but it's not really happening inside their own body. So the refining sexual energy practice is so cool, and it is one of the ways that you can use sexuality to manifest more cash, more abundance. You can manifest the love of your life, whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest. You can use this three-part refining sexual energy practice to begin to unlock a more embodied sense of energy flow. And this is hard to explain, but in the Taoist tradition, if there's stuck, stagnant, or pressed energy, then it's like you have a kink in the hose, okay? So if you're not able to receive money, if you're not able to receive love, if you're not able to receive the job that you want, whatever it is that you're wanting to receive, if there's something repressed, stuck, that feels stagnant, like your chi energy is completely stagnant and you don't have energy to do your life, then obviously you're not able to receive. And this is why when you do sexuality practices, you're actually unblocking all of the parts in your own energy body that are keeping you from receiving the things that you want in the first place. This is why it's pertinent to understand that when you're wanting to manifest, you've got to work on the embodied energy body level. Because again, you can go up and out into the spiritual realms all you want, but if you want things to manifest in the 3D, then you've actually got to embody them in the 3D. Okay? So that is the first practice that has really supported me in having an embodied business that actually makes me a great living. Okay? The second one is the microcosmic orbit. So this practice is absolutely foundational, not just in Taoism, but also in Tantra, okay? If you want to be able to have full body and energy orgasms, to have the non-friction-based orgasmic experiences, then you've got to learn the microcosmic orbit. So there are friction-based orgasms, and then there's non-friction-based orgasms. If you've heard me talk about the 8 different types of orgasms, which there are 2 episodes on this podcast where I talk about that, then you will see that there are 6 that require touch, physical touch, friction type stimulation. And then there are 2, the full body and the energy orgasms, that do not require touch and stimulation. So the microcosmic orbit practice is the idea that instead of keeping energy locked in a part of the body, like in your pelvis, where you feel pleasure, the microcosmic orbit invites you to understand that energy can flow and cycle through your entire body in different directions, that it doesn't have to stay stuck and stagnant in the pelvis. So you take your Jing Qi sexual energy, you move it through your sexual organs, all the way up your abdomen, all the way up the back of your body into the top of your head, and then you move it down the front of your body and back into your pelvis. Or you can do it in the opposite direction, up the front of your body to the top of your head, down the spine, back into your pelvis, okay? So the microcosmic orbit is so important because it allows you to move the sexual energy and notice where it gets blocked, okay? This is the fascinating part when it comes to manifestation. When you're paying attention to your sexual energy, this is where you start to notice that where it gets stuck says a lot about what's going on inside of you. Where are those unconscious blocks? When you're doing the microcosmic orbit, tracking your sexual energy, when you're first learning to connect with sexual energy, sometimes it can feel like heavy, dense motor oil or molasses because it moves so slowly. But what I have found is that the more that you work with it, it's like the more fluid it gets, the easier it moves through the body. So it's more like water instead of molasses or used motor oil. And when you're first learning to work with this, you'll notice that you can't feel the turn on in certain parts of your body. And that allows you to invite yourself into, okay, where is it getting stuck? Now, if you look at it through the lens of the chakras, the tantric system of the seven chakras, if your sexual energy gets stuck in the abdomen, then that is a big indicator that there's a part of you that probably is afraid of your sexual power, that's probably terrified that if you were to unleash your sexuality, fully embrace it, and let it move through your entire body and be expressed, there's part of you that probably can't handle it, that doesn't want to handle it, that's afraid to handle that, so it doesn't. And that is where the block takes place. So when we're wanting to manifest and feel sexually liberated and free, if we notice when we're doing these Taoist and tantric practices where this energy gets stuck, say it gets stuck at your throat, then that probably has a lot to say about what are you afraid of sharing? What are you afraid of? What story did you not want to tell? You think about it like that, and then it makes a lot of sense. And then that gives you a clue as to, again, where are the blocks in my receiving? So the third practice that I've used to unlock not only sexual freedom, but financial empowerment is the practice of shadow work and transforming my identity through shadow work. If you've ever read the book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers by Debbie Ford, this is the best book I could possibly recommend for shadow work. It is all about finding the shadow identities within you and understanding that you don't have to identify with them anymore. They actually have a choice, that you created these shadow identities to serve and protect you at some point, and then you start to see how they're no longer serving you anymore, and therefore you need to create a new identity in order for you to step into the thing that you want. Of all of the manifestation practices, trainings, teachings, books, workshops, online courses that I have taken myself, my own experience of that is this. They all say the same thing. And here it is. If you do not choose to become and embody who you want to be, it doesn't matter what the frick you do, you're not going to be it. So all manifestation is choosing to be that which you already are inside. Okay, if we are wholeness, if we are everything, if we are the universe, a snippet of the universe, then we have inside of us the ability to be Melody Tilly, for example. So I told y'all that I'm personally working on embodying my millionaire identity and really getting in touch with her. I did last week. And I did this shadow work around my millionaire identity. And you know what I found? I found a contrarian. I found a contrarian who believed that if I become a millionaire, then my partner will leave me. I was so surprised at this because my experience with my partner has been quite the opposite. So it's very interesting to see where this came from because my partner, he's, of course, wants me to be as successful financially as it can possibly be and supports me in that and shows me how he supports me in that. And it's interesting because when I really dove into the shadow of my millionaire identity, my poor identity, there came this contrarian that was like, if you become a millionaire, then your partner is going to leave you because he's not going to feel wanted. He's not going to feel needed. You're going to be too much for him. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? My partner would not do that at all. That's actually the opposite of everything he's shown me, told me, and said. This is crazy. But I see where that comes from, my own cultural conditioning growing up and the story being much more like I needed a man to take care of me. And if he wasn't taking care of me financially, then he didn't have a true purpose. So now I'm seeing how that story obviously is still presenting itself because I had no idea that was there. So when you're really exploring your shadows, there's some very interesting things that can come up that you probably would never, ever know. So the fourth practice that is really amazing for creating financial freedom and wealth and manifestation in general is sex magic. So this is actually a practice that I'm giving everyone for free at the link in the show notes. So if you are interested in sex magic, learning how to do it for yourself, I've provided a solo practice and a couples practice if you want to do it with your partner so that you can get started doing this right away. But I do want you to know that these practices I'm sharing with you are sexual mastery practices. There are really three stages of sexual development. There's sexual reclamation, there's sexual expansion, and then there's sexual mastery. This entire podcast, I have hardly ever spoken into sexual mastery practices because most people are not ready for this. But I'm sharing them with you now because this is what I am currently working on, okay? And I want to invite you into this journey too. But it's very likely that you go download that sex magic practice and you turn it on. It's very likely that if you haven't done any sexuality practices prior, then it's going to feel really complicated or disconnected for you. And if that's the case, then that's because we probably need to start in sexual reclamation or expansion work before we need to go into mastery work. Okay. So go download the practices, try it out, and see if you're able to connect with it. If it feels far off or you don't know how to connect with sexual energy and turn on, or you have so much shame and guilt around self-pleasure in the first place that you can't even get yourself to do it, then baby, that's because you're not ready for that, okay? There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that we need to start at a different level, okay? Sex magic is a very powerful process that takes sexual energy, refines it, brings it through each of the chakras, evolving and refining the energy all the way up to the crown of the head and out to the universe while feeling that you already have what it is that you desire in five senses reality. And this practice for my teacher that I learned it from, she learned it from Margot Anand. So this is a Tantra teacher who's made sex magic known in the West. So Margot Anand can be credited for this type of practice. All right. So sex magic is just all about taking that sexual energy, refining it, and shooting it out all the way into the universe at the peak of orgasm. And at that peak of orgasm, when you are in all five senses reality, you are in the present moment. It's impossible to be in all five senses reality without being present. You can actually try it right now. If you think about what you hear, touch, taste, and smell right now, if you can have and hold that experience, all five of those experiences right now, you are in the present moment. There's no way that you cannot be. And we are only ever creating from the present moment, which is why when you get into the present moment and you take highly refined and charged sexual Jing Qi energy through your body, and at the moment of orgasm, bring in all five senses reality of the thing that you want, holy freaking shit. This is where things get juicy, okay? This is where you hold your greatest manifestation power. This is where manifestation becomes easier because if you've ever heard that it only takes, I could be wrong here, but I think it's 16 seconds. If you can hold the vision of what you want and all five senses reality for 16 seconds, it's like you are becoming the vibrational frequency of the thing you want. And that's what makes it so powerful. But you add orgasm on top of that. Wow. That's why sex magic is so powerful. All right. So go download that practice at the link in the show notes right now. It's so cool. Try it out. If it feels foreign to you, if it feels hard for you, don't beat yourself up. There's no, this is better than this. Oh, I'm not where I should be. Just stop there. Stop. Okay. Just understand it's a mastery technique and practice. And yes, it may take you starting with some other practices that you can find in my 5 Days to Epic Pleasure and Passion Training for High Achieving Women course. It's a free mini course that you can also download at the link in the show notes.
If you find that sex magic is too challenging for you, go start with the stuff and the free mini course first, okay? All right, guys, just an update on financial things. So we have everybody that's joining the WhatsApp group. I'm going to be reporting on the financial journey starting within the next week or two, but I want to get everyone, as many people as possible, in the WhatsApp group to bring our community on there so we can actually go on this journey together. I want you guys to be a part of it. So go download the Sex Magic Practice. In the Sex Magic Practice, you're also going to get the link to the WhatsApp group and join me in there. And then we're going to start talking about the financial journey itself. Okay. So go download the practice, get in the WhatsApp group, and let's connect on WhatsApp. This week, I wanted to remind you that we have the beta round of Sex, Money, Honey coming out. And it is a beta program between my partner and I, Chris. He's the financial guy and I'm the sex gal. He's the money guy and the sex gal. Okay. So we are combining forces to create a program to help you turn sexual liberation into financial empowerment. So if this is a journey that you're like, oh, hell yeah, you combine the words sex and money together and I'm down, I'm so there, then I want you to book a call with us. So there's no sales page for this yet because, again, it's beta round. We're testing the whole system out, okay? So it is a reduced price, but it is still a significant investment, okay? You need to be making good money already, and you need money to be able to invest in yourself and make financial portfolio investments, okay? So if you're struggling with money, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, this is not the program for you. This is for near six-figure earners. If you're living by yourself and you're doing maybe 60 to 100K a year at US dollars, then this could work for you. But if you have dependents, if you have children, those sorts of things, if you're not making about 100K a year, it might be too much of a stretch for you. I just want to be really transparent about the program, that even though it is a beta round, you are going to need money to invest in the program itself. You're going to need money to make financial investments. And we're going to help you to turn that sexual liberation and power into a massive financial return. So I'm so excited to be offering this. If that's something that sounds up your alley and you're in a financial boat to make it happen, then I want you to book a call at the link in the show notes, okay? You'll get on with me. We'll discuss whether or not the program was a good fit for you. I'll give you all the details. And I'll be excited to see you in because I'm so freaking excited to test this out with everyone. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for joining me today, and we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.